In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. From Mark chapter 6, the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we consider those who die for Christ, the martyrs, specifically John the Baptist. A martyr is a witness to Jesus who by word and deed and by their death gives the ultimate witness for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, pointing to him as the salvation of the world and being willing to die for him. We will often talk about we give witness to other people. We share the love of Jesus with other people, and we are called to do that. We are like the moon that reflects the light of the Son of God, Jesus, to the world. But in the Bible, the true witnesses, the true martyrs, are the people who die for that faith, who lay their lives on the line for Jesus. And thus, all around the world today, Christians are considering the martyrdom of John the Baptist. We all admire people that will die for other people so they can have life. I remember a young man named John Zender from Lutheran West High School in Rocky River, Ohio. He was the star halfback on our football team, a very good student, great personality. And he went to Vietnam. He dove under a grenade. He saved his whole unit. He died so they could live. And I remember the funeral and the hundreds of people in Ohio who came to honor a man who, by his witness of his death, died showing his love for others. We had special times during the year in the United States of America honor our veterans, people who died in Europe or in Asia or in the Mideast, those who served in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Coast Guard. They died so that we can live free. They witnessed, they were martyrs, if you will, for their country and for freedom, dying so that we can proclaim the gospel freely and enjoy the freedoms God has given us. However, John the Baptist died a martyr's death for Jesus Christ to bear witness to the whole world that Jesus was the Savior of the world. And Amos, who wrote the Old Testament lesson, John the Baptist in Mark 6, and St. Paul in Ephesians 1, were people who dedicated their lives, even in death, to the glory of the living God. I don't know about you, but this is really humbling to me to think about the witness of the death of John. John, Amos, and Paul died for Jesus Christ, who died for them. The true and living God was glorified in their deaths, and it helps us to re-examine our lives to see that whether I live or whether I die, the purpose of my life, purpose of your life, is to bear witness to our Lord Jesus Christ. All of life finds meaning in bearing witness to Christ in our own lives and in our congregational lives as a family of God. So if we're going to bear witness to Christ and even die for Christ like John did, let's first of all consider Jesus the Christ, the one to whom we bear witness. Then we'll look at John the Baptist and what is a martyr. How do we witness to Jesus? The one to whom we witness is not ourselves. As a pastor, I don't point to myself. As a Christian, you don't point to yourself. You point to Jesus Christ. That is the unique work of the church. Only the Christian church points people to Jesus Christ. What do we mean that Jesus is the Christ? It says in the gospel lesson, Jesus' name had become known everywhere. He was famous. In his 3-year ministry of teaching, preaching on the sides of the hills, his miraculous powers healing those who were blind so they could see, giving the ability to hear to the deaf, driving out the demons, he had become very famous, so King Herod now knew about him. But they didn't understand that Jesus was the Christ and the Messiah. Some people said, oh, he's Elijah. Elijah's come back. Another one said, well, he must be some great prophet. Herod himself thought, I think John the Baptist has come back. The one I beheaded, I think he's risen from the dead. You and I know, because we're about to confess in the Apostles' Creed, in the Church of all ages, confesses Jesus as the Christ. We know Jesus is not Elijah come back from the dead. Jesus is not some mere prophet. Jesus is not John the Baptist come back. Jesus is the Christ, which means God the Heavenly Father, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, gave His only Son, whom we call our Lord Jesus Christ. He came from the heavenly places where all the angels surrounded Him. He's the Beloved, the one who is love in person. Jesus is love in person. He left behind the eternal glory that He had with His Father and humbled Himself to be born of the Virgin Mary. And when the promised Holy Spirit came down upon Him in His baptism, that Spirit of truth, the voice of the Father said, this is my beloved Son, listen to Him. The Lord God calls us, the one God in three persons, to know God through Jesus. When Jesus is proclaimed as the Christ, did you know what the word Christ means? It means anointed. Recall how Samuel poured oil all over David's head to anoint him as the king? Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit as His baptism. He is the Messiah promised in Genesis to crush the head of the serpent. He is the Lamb of God promised in Isaiah to take away the sin of the world to which John bore witness. He is the one who on the cross completed the work of our salvation. It's finished. It's completed. We are accounted righteous in His sacrifice. This is Jesus, the Christ. If that's the one to whom we bear witness, what was the unique work of this martyr, John the Baptist? John the Baptist is well known to us, isn't he? He's the son of the priest Zechariah, and his mother was Elizabeth. He was a righteous and holy man. Even in his mother's womb, remember, he leapt in the presence of his Lord. He's the one who prepared the way for the Lord in the wilderness. In a way, John is the bridge between the Old Testament and New Testament. He's the last Old Testament prophet. He's the first New Testament prophet. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, repent of your sin and believe in Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes the sin of the world away. It was John who baptized Jesus. The Father's voice, this is my beloved Son, Jesus in the water, and the Spirit coming down like a dove. But we learned something else about John this morning, didn't we? If you didn't know it already, John had been condemned by King Herod because John had condemned Herod for his adultery. John was a fearless preacher, clothed in camel's hair. He served only God. He could care less what people thought of him. King Herod had taken Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, as a wife. While he was still married to his brother, Herod married her. This, of course, was unlawful, and it was adultery, public before all the people. So John condemned Herod and Herodias for their sin, their abomination before God. You can imagine Herodias, the wife, hated John, wanted him dead. But Herod was still fascinated with John. He'd bring John out of prison and let John come into his court, and he was perplexed, but he let John preach to him. He'd scratch his head, but he enjoyed hearing John. He was partially understanding, but then he'd throw John back into prison. And then the story that happened, Herod has a birthday banquet with the nobles and the commanders and the leaders of the people. And in the drunkenness of this banquet and feast, when Herodias' daughter dances for him, Herod says, "I'll give you half of my kingdom, even, whatever you ask." And this is when Herodias saw her opportunity. She conspired with her daughter and said, "We want the head of John the Baptist on a platter." What an abomination. This prophet sent by God to prepare the way for the Messiah, one who was foretold in the Old Testament to be the forerunners of Christ, his head on a platter, like at a dinner meal. Herod immediately grieves for what he has just done. But it was too late. He had made the vow in front of all these people, and he tells the executioner to carry out the deed. And John's head is brought out on a platter, and the disciples bury him. What horror, but what witness John gives. Do you remember what Jesus said? This has always struck me. Of those born among women, there was no one greater than John the Baptist. Why is that? He was fearless. He didn't care what people thought. He was there to preach repentance and faith in Christ at all costs. And he died for that proclamation. A friend of mine, in his sermon years ago, summarized this event in this phrase, and I'll never forget it. And you won't either. John the Baptist gave his head for the head of the church, Jesus. Isn't that powerful? John gave his head for the head of the church, Jesus. That's John the Baptist, the great one, prepared the way for the Lord. He gave witness by his death. So that leaves you and me. We are alive. Whether we live or whether we die, we are called to be witnesses for Jesus. We might have to die for our faith. Did you know that in many Islamic countries, Christians are right now dying for their faith? Christians are being martyred all over the world now when they come to faith in Christ, and it's put in the newspaper that they've been baptized. There's a price on their head, and they can be killed. People who die for Christ give the ultimate witness, and our witness every day pales in comparison to them. Oh, how great is the witness of the martyrs. But we're still alive. They have died and gone to be with Christ. We are still here. We are called to bear witness with our lives. What did St. Paul say? Because we die in faith in Christ, we have blessedness in the heavenly places. We have been chosen before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. What this means is that God chose you in eternity, so you've come to faith in him here in time, that I am holy and blameless, you are holy and blameless, because the righteousness of Christ earned for you on the cross is accounted to you. And by faith in Christ, you've been adopted into God's family. We use a big term, justification by grace, accounted righteous because of the sacrifice of Christ. This glorious grace, look how it's been lavished upon you. In holy baptism, the water's been poured upon you. Redemption by his blood, bought back from slavery into the freedom of the sons of God with his holy blood and the Lord's sacrament. Forgiveness of sins, this great mystery. When he comes back, he's going to unite all things in heaven and on earth. We will see that inheritance with our own eyes. The word of truth, the gospel of salvation. You are guaranteed through faith in Christ that you will have, and you have even now, this inheritance. In conclusion, I think my favorite painting is a painting of Christians who are in the Colosseum at Rome in the first century, about to die. The only reason they're there is because they are Christians. They are about to be thrown to the lions. They would not worship the Roman emperor. In the painting, Surrounding them are the jeering crowds. The people are kneeling. There's men, there's women, there's children. And the elderly pastor with a white beard is standing, looking up to heaven as the crowds are jeering. And the lion has come up from the trap door. And even the lion stops and he looks at these people. There's something different happening. Even the lion recognizes it. These people's faces show bravery, peace, confidence, joy. They're not afraid. They're about to die to go to be with Jesus in heaven and the saints and the angels and become martyrs themselves. And so they face death with love, faith, and courage. What an example to us all. Like Amos, like John the Baptist, like Paul, Jesus' name has become known throughout the world. And remember, my friends, this is what's happening. As the gospel is going out into all the nations, and we participate that in that work here at Trinity Lutheran, the devil fights back, and he's trying to destroy the church. We may be called upon to die for our Lord Jesus Christ, and that would be our privilege to do so, like John. Because in Jesus we've been predestined, adopted, redeemed, given the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. The promised Holy Spirit is in you from God the Father, and we have the guarantee of an eternal inheritance. Whether we live or whether we die, may we bear witness to Jesus the Christ. Whether we live or whether we die, we live in Him. And may the light of Christ shine through us to all the world on this day when we consider the martyrdom of John. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace that surpasses our human understanding, guard our hearts and our minds, and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.